Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
I will shake your hand. I want to thank you for 30 years of public service. But you have to acknowledge that we got too damn many people on food stamps in Kentucky. And last I heard, we're the leader, and that is not where we want to be the leader. And the last I heard, these coal jobs are not coming back, and now these people don't have the insurance they need because they're poor. And they work those coal mines, and they're sick. The veterans are sick. The veterans are broken down. They're not getting what they need. If you can answer any of that, I'll sit down and shut up like Elizabeth Warren.
She was not happy. That's a lady that's upset, as are many people across the country, taking to town halls to air their anger towards what's happening inside of the Beltway. These people are sent off to represent these constituents nationwide, and they're pissed. They're pissed. They feel like they're getting left out. They feel like they are completely detached, and they're angry. And they're very angry. Midterms are coming up. They're looking around saying, what are you doing for me? What you going to do for me? How you going to make this happen? They're angry. Every right to be angry. They have absolutely every right to be angry. Not all of this is about Trump. A good portion of the anger that you see out there is the fact that people, especially from the right side of the aisle, that are showing up, and there are some out there that are showing up that are from the GOP Republican side of the aisle that are constituents that actually voted for these people that are in power. And they're angry because they feel like they are lost. Let's be real. Trump's numbers, not very good. If you're looking at all these polls, I think he's probably somewhere in the mid 40s. Here's the good news is Trump's probably going to stay there as far as that's probably his down unless he takes us into a disaster. And so it's only up from here. So if I'm him, I got a smile on my face. We settled here, and this could be our bottom. But these people, like Congress, like what is nobody trusts Congress. Nobody believes they're worth a damn. Doesn't matter who's in power, either side. People are frustrated. They're angry. They're worried. And what they're seeing, too, and this is something that I think is becoming troublesome for them, is the fact that he seems to be moving at light speed, right? He seems to be moving at just superhuman speed for politicians. And in doing so, they seem to be floundering. He's outpacing them, and I think that's making them uncomfortable. There's a lot of stuff in here, but people are angry. People are upset. People are frustrated. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. If you've been to a town hall, love to talk to you. What are you afraid of? It's the question I'm asking people tonight. 844-344-2423, 844-344-DIG-CHAT. I want to know what you're afraid of as far as the political world that we live in now. Are you afraid of the economy collapsing? Are you afraid of healthcare getting out of control? Are you afraid that immigration is going to get out of control and it's not going to be handled? Are you afraid of terrorism? What's your biggest fear when it comes to the politicians handling these things? You can text the program as well, 322-538-2423. President Trump met with CEOs today. He did what he does. He meets with CEOs. He talks business. There is optimism on that side of the thing. Maybe not so much when it comes to Obamacare. And in fact, today Boehner said Obamacare is never going to be repealed. It will be essentially fixed as best as possible, but it is what it is. And that's Boehner. And everybody's like, Boehner's the worst and he's an idiot. And I think Boehner is speaking now some truth. It's easy when you leave the place that you can finally open up and say some stuff that maybe you wanted to say. But Trump went out today, spoke to a bunch of CEOs. He was talking about the fact that here it is, man. He promised to bring jobs back to America, and that is his goal.
Bringing manufacturing back to America, creating high-wage jobs, was one of our campaign promises and themes, and I'm delivering on everything that we've said.
That's what he wants to do. High wages. That's what people want. Some people are now like, I got a job. I want a job that pays. I need a job that pays something. I got a job. He's promised these things. This is what he's promised. He's met with these CEOs. He's met with all of these people. He goes on later on to say that, look, there's a lot of companies already looking at America again and putting some money back into America.
You've already seen companies such as Intel, Ford, GM, Walmart, Amgen, Amazon, Fiat, Carrier, and many others announce significant new investments in the United States.
Look, there it is. They're investing money. It's investing money time. It is. It's what people want to hear. People want to know my paycheck's good. People want to know my wages are right. People want to know that, hey, you know what? This paycheck, it not only went further than I thought I was going to go, I got some left over that I don't have to spend, and I'm doing all right. That's a good thing, right? That's a good thing. That's what people want to know. They want to know, is my health care that was supposed to be affordable, that is now unaffordable, is it now going to be affordable again? And what's that going to look like? People want to know. That's why they're pissed. That's why they're angry. That's why they're out there in mass. It's not just paid people that are showing up at these things because George Soros told you to. No, it's not that. There are people on both sides of the aisle that are nervous. They want to know, what do you have in store for us? You promised to switch on Obamacare. They want to see that, hey, you've promised us jobs, especially that Rust Belt of America. Where is our jobs? When are they coming back? What time are they coming back? Remember, it's politics, though, and it's policy. It's going to take a little while. Trump may be signing things left, right, and center. It doesn't mean tomorrow it's going to happen. But when it comes to things like Obamacare, which has been a huge, huge, huge issue in these town halls, when it comes to Obamacare, they're looking right at all of these people that for the last 7.5 years have said, we're going to repeal this thing. We're going to get rid of it. We're going to get the government out of our business, and we're going to replace it with something that's better. And guess what? They have fought. They have continued to fight. They have, in so many ways, come up with 100 different plans, of which none of them seem to be able to agree on each other's plans. And now they're trying to put some stuff together here, maybe put some stuff together there, maybe try to make it work. And I think Boehner's right. I think in the end, what it's going to be is, instead of a repeal, they'll say it's a repeal. What they're going to do is they're going to take some of the goodies inside of it and keep it there, and they're going to put some other stuff around it, and they're essentially going to fix it up. Rather than knock it all to the ground and start all over, take it down to the studs, they're going to say, we got good foundation here in some of these things, and that would just be too costly. It would take too long. And that's the other thing. And this is something for the people out there to listen. And I want you guys to understand this. If you push people to do stuff, sometimes for the sake of it, they're going to rush something through that may not be the best. We've seen that already with this immigration situation here, as far as the ban on Muslims, as they call it, when in truth it's just a moratorium and a pause. But when you rush stuff through, sometimes it doesn't work out the way you want. I'd rather, as they say, measure twice and cut once than measure once and cut twice. Let's be smart about this. But I understand the frustration of people out there. I get the frustration of people out there. You should be frustrated. The last administration promised you a lot and didn't deliver. This administration is promising you some stuff, and they're trying all they can to push it forward as fast as possible. But you got a lot of people out there that are also playing politics on both sides of the aisle that is getting frustrated for a lot of people like you and I, who are scared and worried that they're going to jack the pooch. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. You can also call the program. What scares you? There's one singular thing out there that whether it's Obamacare and the repealing of it and they're going to screw it up, or it's the economy and the fact that you may be worried about your job. What is it out there that has got you worried? 844-344-2423. 844-344-2423. We're going to talk about what's next in politics and the new world of politics as we move forward in What's Next. It's the Chad Benson Show.
You know, the campaign was the most chaotic, you know, by the media's description, most chaotic, most disorganized, most unprofessional, had no earthly idea what they were doing. And then you saw them all crying and weeping that night on the 8th.
More of the Chad Benson Show coming right up.
Oh, Bannon right there. CPAC today. Letting everybody have it. Text the program 323-538-2423. A lot of people texting in about what scares you. You can also call us 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-DIG-CHAD. 344-2423. Mike in Indy, what are your fears, my man? What scares you right now? Is it the economy? Is it global warming? Is it terrorism? What scares you at night?
What bothers me the most right now is that everything that Trump wants to do that he feels is good for our country, the Republican Party, some of them in the Republican Party will not be on board with him. They'll vote against his policies. And then the midterm election come up, and the Republicans lose the Senate, and they lose a lot of seats in the House. And then Trump gets – if the Democrats take over the Senate and maybe the House in the midterm election, they'll work on trying to impeach Trump. That really bothers me because there's a lot of Republicans out there that's against Trump. You know, that's in the Senate and that's in the House. That really bothers me. It really bothers me a lot.
I understand, my man. I appreciate your call. Thanks so much for giving us a call. 844-DIG-CHAD. What scares you when it comes to this political world right now, the climate we're in? Is it you know, the immigration issue? Is it terrorism? 844-344-2423. A lot of people texting in. You text the program. I'm more afraid of letting people know that I'm a Trump supporter because you never know what they're going to do. maybe somebody could read the Health Care Act this time. Tweet somebody. The Liberal Party party scares me. They could lose to the Washington Generals. Yeah, that's true. I could see that. Health care seems to be the number one thing right now because I think people don't know what's going to happen. As we move forward, we talk about what's next in the new world of politics that we live in. All right, we've seen a guy with zero political experience rise to the top of the food chain. He did it in a way that was wholly different. We had never seen before. He came out of left field or right field, depending on what side of the aisle you're on. And he, boom, did something. What's next for politics moving forward is more and more people, I think, on a smaller level, are going to think about getting into politics. He gave people who maybe are good people, who have a great opportunity to be in politics, but their fear was their past may prevent them. A guy by the name of Noah Dyer is currently running for governor in Arizona. He's not going to win. He's a long shot. I'm not going to say not, but I'm saying not. But he has come out, and his whole thing is he's let the world know that he has not had the cleanest life. Partied a little bit, group sex, married women he'd been with. He had big debt. He was homeless at one time, talks about those things. Maybe he's not the best example, but what we're saying is there's a lot of people now as we move forward, what's next for politics, where you're going to find a lot of people who are going to decide to throw their hats in there that normally wouldn't because of the fear factor of the scrutiny that they would be under. And now they're not going to be as worried. They look at Trump and say, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to throw it out there. And I think that's a good thing. I think we need more people who aren't politicians first. We need more people who are professionals first, who are men and women first, who are Americans first, and who politics is becoming a part of their life now later on, after having lived their life, after having written checks, started businesses, put themselves through college, struggled in a lot of different ways. And now have gotten to the point where they feel that what they will bring to the political sphere is far better than what's out there. So what's next for politics and politicians is I think we're going to see an influx of new blood on both sides of the aisle that are going to come out and that are going to actually put America first and realize that this is not something they want to do forever. The fear factor is the Beltway eats you up. That's a huge fear factor. The Beltway eats you up all day. From top to bottom, you get there, you're wide-eyed and bushy-tailed, and you get inside of there, and the machine starts to take you apart. But that's for a lot of people who are politicians, wannabes, who become politicians, who think the Beltway is where the world begins and ends. People that come from different places may have a different perspective on things. And it's not just about going to D.C. What about people that are going to be going to your state legislators? People that are going to be going to certain places, whether it's your municipalities, your city councils, that are willing to take on challenges that they normally wouldn't get into, but because of what Trump has done, for good or for bad, depending on what side of the aisle you're on, people are now willing to take a chance. What's next, I think, is we're going to get a new crop of young, fresh ideas and minds, people that are going to think outside the box in American politics. Straight ahead. The Chad Benson Show. Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. We've got a lot of stuff that we're getting into tonight. We're discussing the town halls, the craziness there, obviously what's going on with Mexico, with Tillerson down there, the State Department visiting and trying to put a spin on this thing. We've got so much stuff to talk about, including the debate last night at the DNC to see who's going to be the head of the DNC and social media's stress on you and the stress of the president. That's right. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
I think that Donald Trump has already done a number of things which legitimately raised the question of impeachment. I mean, on day one, he was in violation of the Emoluments Clause. This is a part of the Constitution that says, as the president, you can't get payments from a foreign power. The day people checked into his hotel and started paying him, who were foreign dignitaries, he was in violation of that law. There's already a lawsuit filed against him. And right now, we have got, it's not about only Donald Trump. It is about the integrity of the presidency. So, yeah, I think that we need to begin investigations to not go after Donald Trump, but to protect our Constitution and the presidency of the United States.
That right there, Keith Ellison, last night, he is the one that is kind of the leader in the clubhouse. On Saturday, the Dems will go vote. I mean, voting out there. What are they going to vote on? Who's going to be the next leader? Let's see here. We've went through Debbie Wasserman Schultz and then Donna Brazile. Both of them left with their tails between their legs and kind of in a shameful way, especially with the way that everything went with Bernie Sanders and the way the DNC handled a lot of that stuff. Keith Ellison, look, I'll tell you the truth. And I've listened to a lot of my cohorts out there. Keith Ellison he'll probably be the leader. He'll probably end up winning. He's the guy that a lot of people think that this is the guy that's going to lead the Democrats in the next generation. There was, I don't know, six or seven of them the last night. It was kind of a Saturday Night Live meets a PTA, you know, kind of a skit. Some of the stuff they said was just, it makes me scratch my head. Some of it when they were starting to put things together, like, and then if you, and I was like, I'm a lawyer. And then if I went to a buffet with my teammates, we all couldn't eat. I'm like, that makes no sense, but whatever. a lot of people say, well, you know, he's anti-Semitic. We're talking about Trump being anti-Semitic. He's anti-Semitic. He wrote some stuff in, you know, in the early 90s and 2000s coming out in favor of Louis Farrakhan. He's been a friend of Farrakhan's. But they never tell you that in 2006 he stepped completely away from that, disavowed everything and all of that. So I'll tell you that. I don't know the guy. He is a Muslim. Doesn't mean anything to me. I'm not a Democrat. Not my thing. I don't like where the Democratic Party is going. Last night was it was definitely a veer to the far left in a lot of ways. And I think that their fight is coming on the inside. And you're going to have some of the old guards out there, the Pelosi's of the world, the Chuck Schumer's of the world. They're going to fight up and down. They're going to fight up and down because this is going to be a younger generation. It's like it is, right? Like a younger, oh, here comes a young guy. Come take my place. That's what it's going to be. That's the fear that the Democrats are going to have to come to reality is some of these older Democrats are going to end up being pushed out. What's this younger demographic going to look like? Under 35, they dominate, and there's a lot of them. But can they hold these people? They get older, get a little bit more conservative, make a little bit more money, start looking at the world in a much different place. Is it too late for some of them already getting away from them? And last night was very much about identity politics. So we'll see what happens. You know, not everything's going to be Trump's fault. I know they want to blame Trump for everything, but not everything is going to be Trump's fault. Let's have some more fun with it last night. This is Jamu Green. She was I think she was the president of Rock the Vote talking. She's also running, talking about how she's going to fight for everybody and every vote.
The Democratic Party has to innovate how we organize, how we communicate, and how we connect with voters so that the millions of Americans who are in the streets today resisting this president understand that we are a welcoming home for them. We will resist him in the House and in the Senate, and we will resist him in the streets, and the party will play that important role of protecting our Constitution.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, I look at where the Democrats are going. And I don't think they know where they're going to go. You know, Keith Ellison comes out last night. He's like, "Hey, look, guess what? I love both Hillary and Bernie Sanders because they know there is going to be a fight here within the party." But there was a lot of identity politics, a lot of how inclusive we are, a lot of those kind of things. You know what? I don't care about any of that stuff if I'm a Democrat. It's like, you guys have screwed up everything. You guys couldn't even beat a guy that was extremely beatable because you put forth somebody who was easily beatable. Oh, she may have gotten more votes, but you guys were completely, completely lost in what you needed to do. You talked about things that people in America, middle America, the people that you claim to fight for on a day-to-day basis, that you say built this country, that's it. You guys lost it. You don't want to talk about jobs. You want to talk about bathrooms. Who can go in what bathroom? You want to talk about who can stay here and who can't stay here and how inclusive we are. And safe spaces, things like that. And the frustration came. And other people like, he's saying jobs. He may be insane, but he's talking about jobs. And economy is where we live. The economy is where you and I and everybody lives. We live in the world of the economy. You make money, I make money. We put food on the table. We try to keep a roof over the heads of our family. We bust our ass. Job. And while he was saying some stuff that was outrageous, he'd always come back to, and I'm going to bring jobs, and I'm going to get you more money, and I'm going to bring jobs, and I'm going to get you more money. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, a lot of people texting in. 323-538-2423. I want to know what you're afraid of. What's the thing that scares you the most? Is it the economy and it faltering? Is it, I don't know, healthcare, Obamacare, ACA. You can text it or you can call us 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. I want to hear from you. 844-344-2423. Stress by Trump is real, according to new psychologists. Stress by Trump. That's right. Depending on the color of your skin, you may be more stressed out. In fact, nearly 7 in 10 black respondents, according to the American Psychological Association, said that the outcome of the election is very or somewhat significant as far as their stress levels. By comparison, 56% of Latino and 42% of us crackers responded in the same way. The study, which is called Stress in America, was produced by the APA based on survey data commissioned from the Harris Poll. It finds that compared to all other generations, millennials are bearing the greatest burden, with 58% of them reporting an outcome of the election as a key source of their stress. Really? What do you have to be stressed about? I mean, honestly. Honestly. There's a lot of things to be stressed about in America. There is. There is a lot of things to be stressed about in America. And until he does something that you go, oh, stressing over the fact that you're straight. Like when all the people stressed about Obama, right? They stressed about Obama, the terror of Obama. What was Obama going to do? He's going to replace everything with Sharia law. He's going to take away our guns. He's going to take away all this. All of those things. And nothing came of it. Nothing came of it. Now, your states may attack your gun rights. California, boom. But Obama didn't take away your guns. He didn't. I'm telling you guys, it's you're stressing about so much. And so many times in life, I see people stress out over things. And then when something finally happens, when something finally happens that they think is going to happen, it's never as bad as they think. That's the fear factor. They let social media, they let the media get inside of their head, and they start freaking out. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. What are you stressed out about? What worries you? What keeps you up at night? Dale in Indiana, what's happening?
Hey, Chad, I'm glad you got me on your show. A lot of things you said on there is just absolutely truth. I'm a little sick and tired of the networks, the newspapers, and all this stuff. If anybody wants to work with Trump, work with him. Don't sit back here and try to sue him and get him expelled from being the president. Work with him. He's got good ideas, and they're right.
No, I mean, you know what? At least give the guy a chance. I'm a guy. I want my president to succeed, Dale. This is what I want. I don't care who my president is. If you say that you wanted Obama to fail, then that's un-American. I want my president to succeed, and I want him to have a chance. If he fails in 4 years, the beautiful thing is we can fire him and replace him with somebody else. But already coming out the gate, and again, he's done some of this himself. I think we can all admit that he has pushed back on numerous occasions and takes up fights that he doesn't need to take up. But how about give him a chance? And that goes for both sides of the aisle. And I know what people are saying. Well, the Republicans didn't do it with Obama. You know what? Two wrongs don't make a right. Let's focus on what's best for America, not what's best for the base of people that get you reelected. And that is a huge frustration. I appreciate your call. Thanks so much. Phone lines open, 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. What scares you? What keeps you up at night? Is it making sure you got enough money in the bank, take care of all the things you need to do? Is it the mounting debt you have? Is it your fear factor that your one situation, a blown engine, four tires need to be replaced, and you can't do that? Is it, hey, I could be sick today? And I don't think I have the money for it. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. You can all text us right here. We love it when you do that. And that number is 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Let's get off politics. Let's have a little bit of fun. Actors and ages. Where do you hear what this cop broke, taking down a 300-pound lingerie thief, and there was an attack of pork chop proportions? The Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
This is Chad Benson Show. You can text the program 323-538-2423. Still taking your calls about the things that keep you up at night. What scares you when it comes to the day-to-day issues that affect Americans? Is it your health care? Is it terrorism? Is it the economy? 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Peter, you were right. Bad intel. And somebody just texted in. So we were talking about the planets last hour. So it would take 40 years at light speed to get there to the new planets at TRAPPIST-1. And it would take 817 years at our current pace to get there, which is a lot of time, by the way. 870,000 years. That's a lot. Man, that's going to be a long time. You're not getting there tomorrow. Peter's filling in for Phil today, who is at CPAC, by the way. Letting you guys know that. A little say what for you right now. Judge in California blocks California law barring IMBD from posting the actors' ages. IMB, which is the Internet Movie Database, the law, they said, prevents IMBD from publishing factual information on its public website, and the state has not shown it was necessary to combat the age discrimination in Hollywood. Of course, as we all know, actors love to lie about how old they are. So do athletes. So, you know, you're really 52 when you're, you know, you tell everybody you're 46. I don't think it really matters, but for actors it does, and especially for some women out there, I know it probably does. So it is what it is. Take a deep breath, though, because you're as long as you can act, people will let you act. Doesn't matter how old you are. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Mike, Santa Barbara, what's going on?
Not much. You were just asking about things that keep us up at night. And for me, it's, you know, my health care costs over the last 12 years. My individual plan has gone from about $140 a month to just under $600 a month. And on top of that, my deductible has gone up. And I'm just getting nervous that it's, you know, these healthcare costs just keep going up and up and up.
Yeah, it's ugly, man. It is ugly. I appreciate your call, brother. And hopefully it'll come down. And hopefully the Republicans have something in place in the next couple months that we can look at and say, okay, over time, this is going to pay off. It's not going to be an overnight thing. It isn't. But we'll see what happens. A lot of people are chiming in. Healthcare cost, the economy, paycheck, terrorism's not on the top of the list. Guess what else is in the list? Whether or not, you know, the climate warming, a climate change, global warming, global climate change, that's not on the list either. Because people, inherently, we care about the things that we can touch, feel, and control that affects us on the day-to-day basis. That's the economy, and that's healthcare. Say what? Speaking of say what, a cop broke his kneecap. Why, you ask? Well, he got into a struggle with a man. I said man. Who was at Victoria's Secrets, who tried to make off with almost $1,000 in merchandise. By the way, this man was 350-plus pounds. Emergency crews took the officer to a hospital where he was treated for a broken kneecap and a bite wound on the right thumb. They said he is recovering well and in good spirits. The gentleman currently in custody at Orange County's prison out there in beautiful Floridia is waiting for his bail to be paid. How do you steal $1,000? First of all the people to steal $1,000 worth of stuff from Victoria's Secrets almost. A 350-pound dude's probably not the guy that's going to be the most subtle, if you will. I don't know what he was thinking he was going to do. Again, I know they have men's products, but I don't think you're as subtle as you think you are. Say what? And finally tonight on this beautiful Say What segment on this beautiful Thursday night, an Athens man, that's in Georgia, was arrested. He and his mom got into a fight. Oh, yeah. Then he headbutted his mom, and then he attacked her with a pork chop. That's right. Terry Bernard Ball Jr., 29, was eating a pork chop in his home when he and his mother started arguing. He became very angry with his mother because she hadn't got him cigarettes. He then threw a piece of meat at her, then attacked her with it, and then headbutted her, according to the police report. Ball's father finally jumped on him, held him down on the kitchen floor until the police arrived, who repeatedly kept tasering Ball. Finally, his father got off him. Officers placed him in handcuffs. They said the police, by the way, noted that the kitchen was in disarray, and she was cleaning the room. Ball's mother declined to discuss the matter. Don't throw a good pork chop like that away, people. Come on now. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter. You can tweet at me. Ireland 76239 says, at Chad Benson Show, scares me and all the butthurt fogging the issues to create a civil unrest and turning America against America. Bar Wright tweets, thinking outside the box in politics was has unfortunately been hijacked by the non-truth and the deception by parties. Hashtag license to lie. You can tweet at us. You can text the program 323-538-2423. Simple and easy as that. Check out ChadBensonShow.com. You know what we got there? We got your podcast. It's free. Buy one, get all of them free, and you don't even have to pay for one. That's what's great. ChadBensonShow.com. This is the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.